This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Model train collectibles. Admission to the Civic Center Arena is $5 per person. Illinois is making available $106 million in capital grants designed to help revitalize 50 commercial corridors and main streets statewide. In addition to the state funds, projects are being offered another $109 million in matching funds. Last week, the state announced an additional $20 billion in transportation investments for the Rebuild Illinois plan, including 2,500 miles of roads and nearly 10 million square feet of bridge deck. Visit NowDecatur.com to see what's coming up the rest of the week at the Illinois State Fair. And for more stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Former President Trump gets his way in Wyoming. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, getting Congresswoman Liz Cheney voted out.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote.
This time, Cheney got 29%. Her Trump-backed challenger, Harriet Hageman, got more than twice as many votes in the Republican primary. Cheney says she could have won.
But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election.
Something Cheney will keep investigating until she's out of office next year, still helping lead the investigation in the House into Trump's conduct before and on the day of the Capitol riot.
On Truth Social, former President Trump celebrated his latest political pelt. Congratulations to Harriet Hageman on her great and very decisive win in Wyoming. A complete rebuke of the Unselect Committee of political hacks and thugs. Liz Cheney should be ashamed of herself, the way she acted, and her spiteful, sanctimonious words and actions.
Well, that's Fox's Kevin Cork. Now, Cheney's the fourth Republican who voted to impeach Trump to lose a primary. Four others are retiring, just too advanced to November's elections. In Alaska, a Trump-backed candidate trying to unseat GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski, who voted to convict Trump, advanced to the general election. Kelly Shibaka.
We're going up against a 21-year incumbent.
That's right.
Murkowski and two others will also advance to November in Alaska's primary voting system. Sarah Palin's trying to win a special election for a seat in Congress, but it's ranked choice voting, so we might not know the outcome for weeks. Rudy Giuliani's supposed to testify today before a grand jury in Georgia probing former President Trump's election fraud claims. Giuliani was a Trump attorney and is a target of the investigation. President Biden's back on vacation the day after signing what Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act.
The most aggressive action ever in confronting the climate crisis.
It'll incentivize us to use renewable energy. Republicans say tax hikes on corporations will lead to more inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL. 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
North Korea fired off two more missile tests today amid a nuclear weapons and sanctions standoff with the U.S. That's what South Korea says. Its president is calling for more diplomacy, saying his government has no plans to pursue its own nuclear deterrent to North Korea's nukes. It's back to court today for R. Kelly, a Grammy-winning star singer of the 1990s, facing another sex crimes trial with opening statements today.
A federal jury in Chicago will decide whether singer R. Kelly is guilty of producing and receiving child pornography and of rigging his 2008 state child pornography trial, allegedly threatening and paying off a teen he recorded himself having sex with when he was about 30. Kelly acquitted after the minor did not testify. That woman, now in her 30s, a witness in the federal trial. Jurors who had seen the documentary series Surviving R. Kelly about sex abuse allegations against the 55-year-old not disqualified as long as they assured the judge they could remain impartial. Kelly sentenced to a 30-year prison term last year for being convicted in a New York federal court of using his fame to sexually abuse young fans. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A former doctor at the Mayo Clinic turned accused terrorist was in court in Minnesota yesterday.
Mohammed Massoud pleaded guilty to a count of attempting to provide material support to a terror group. It comes 2 years after he told FBI informants he pledged allegiance to ISIS and wanted to commit lone wolf attacks in this country. Prosecutors say Massoud's admission started in early 2020, also expressing a desire to travel to Syria. He is an ex-research coordinator at the Mayo Clinic from Pakistan who was in the U.S. on a work visa. A sentencing date for Massoud has not yet been scheduled. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are down nearly 200 points the day after going up more than 200. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Morse code is about freedom. It's about living the life by your own unique code. This is Dr. J. Join me and sometimes the handsome Dr. JK each Wednesday at 5 p.m. for The Morse Code. We talk about living life authentically. And for me, that is aligning who I am, what I believe, and what I do. That is The Morse Code. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
Hey, good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Today, we've got a chance of some sprinkles after 4 p.m. It's going to be sunny today with a high near 84. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 61. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 84, and Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. Clay will be with us from the Park District. Tanya Andrix a little later today from Crossing. A great day at the Community Foundation Do Something Great Awards. We'll recap that. A lot to get to. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and howdy do. Beautiful morning in downtown Decatur. Nick got a haircut.
I just took the lid off.
Huh?
I just took my lid off my hat.
You didn't get a haircut?
No, I'm getting one Saturday morning, though. I've been getting them like every couple of weeks or so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to get it once a week.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay. I go check out the Lockharts and let people try stuff out.
It sounds to me like you're just doing something to be doing something rather than the function of actually getting a haircut.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I don't have to worry about that.
Well, you probably have more maintenance than most people.
I do. I cut my hair every day.
Every day?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people think, you get that all the time. Like, oh, well, it must be nice. Not that. It's like, no, I shave my head every day.
Yeah, otherwise I'm all prickly. It's not comfy.
Well, yeah, well, maybe not on the weekends, your little stubble grow or whatever it might be. Good morning and welcome. A lot to get to here today. We had a wonderful time at the Do Something Great Awards at the Mount Zion Convention. I'm not sure. Is the Mount Zion Convention Center?
I believe that's the actual name of it.
I think it's a little bit. It's where their little village mm-hmm. office is, and then they rent it out for weddings and
whatnot.
Yeah,
it's a nice place.
Yeah, it is. Plenty of parking, mm-hmm. easily accessible, all of that kind of thing. It is the one stop sign I hate coming out of, though, onto 121.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no light. Mm-hmm. And so if you're turning right out of there, it's a little easier than turning left. That's my only complaint. Nice place, a really nice time. I walked in, and they had these great big letters that were lit up spelling out hope.
Oh, nice. Okay.
On the stage.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's really, really nice. We could all use a little bit of that. And then it just turned into, it was wonderful food. I had a great table. I had Debbie Bogle. I had Shamika from the Boys and Girls Club, Tanya, Kara Demersion Haas from TCCI and DeMerco, and I had, or DCC. I had, who was the mayor to the left of me, and Bob and Lucy Smith were supposed to be there and had to cancel at the last minute. So that was the only thing.
So you just had lunch with your friends.
Well, good people.
Yeah, those are like your buds.
Yes.
That's a nice day.
And I couldn't have been happier for all of the nonprofits and the other community-based organizations and the seven area residents who were honored. Julie Pangrick from Richland Community College, nominated by Richland Community College, and her work that she does there, teaching adult literacy, and you would not believe how many thousands of lives this program has changed.
It's one of my favorite programs by far. You know,
I remember it was one of the things that the United Way changed some of their parameters about funding so they could fund that program because it was that effective.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The Outstanding Young Philanthropist, there was a couple of Milliken students there along with former professor Mary Garrison, who now heads up the efforts over at Heritage. And they had some of the schools that they support that were there. You know, those kids at Milliken, they pack those backpacks full of meals for kids for over the weekend mm-hmm. to take home with them. And they do an amazing job. Started in 2016, and they've doubled their impact. And then the Outstanding Volunteer Board Member, there was actually two of these awarded. Our own John West, who you can hear Monday nights with Soy City Buzz and First Mid Mondays for his work with the Good Samaritan Inn. And Nikki Fenderson, who was nominated by the Decatur Family YMCA. She's the current chair of their board and had a chance to visit with her a little bit. You can read some of the quotes in the story at NowDecatur.com. The Outstanding Professional Partner, We Are One Community, nominated by the YMCA and Webster Cantrell Hall. And that is local union groups, all the local trades. They collect money every year, and I think over the last decade or so, they've donated about $160,000 to local nonprofits. And also Al and Melanie Schelling from State Farm were nominated by Block by Block. Now, they are, of course, local independent State Farm insurance agents. They couldn't be there yesterday. They're traveling, or I don't know. I might have made that up. They couldn't be there for whatever reason yesterday, so they had a couple of other State Farm folks there to accept their award for them. But if you go to the Devon, I mean, you see them all the time, all over everything.
Yeah, you can rest assured they were busy yesterday because they're always at everything.
Right.
They really are.
And then the outstanding philanthropic support to the arts, Mary London, who is took time to shop, price, and purchase a very high-quality used piano for the DAAC. And then she teaches and whatnot. She was very cool. And then the Ray Batman Nonprofit Professional of the Year went to Jerry Johnson, nominated by Marilyn Davis, who's the president. You know, you're on the board of the Decatur Area Arts Council. Where were you, Mr. Board Member?
Getting ready for school.
Oh, okay. You had your what, like your preparation day or whatever?
Yeah, today's first day in class. I really wanted to go, if not more so selfishly, because I love seeing those stories and you walk away going, man, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Robert and Bev Kettenbrink Community Commitment Award, which we visited with the family yesterday, the Dale and Rita Coley family, nominated by the Salvation Army. And Dale and Rita both spoke, so, you know, we had some questions about that yesterday. It was just a nice day. Congratulations to Natalie and the whole crew at the Community Foundation. They always put together a really nice event. Food was good, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very cool. I'm sad to have missed it, but... you know what you're getting at that place. All those names, we read them off on air. You guys read them off, and, you know, you can't help but cheer for all the people doing good things in the place that you love.
Absolutely. So, full story on nowdecatur.com, a photo gallery of the winners. John had his wife and two kids there. They got a half day for school yesterday, which is always kind of cool. You know, I'm not sure the kids ever really know what, they're just proud of dad.
Yeah, you know, something slightly funny on the side. I sometimes get alerts from Now Decatur, very rarely, on my watch, like as probably like an admin to Instagram or for Facebook, very rarely, probably once every like 8 days, something makes it through. I kept getting pings last night. They were like, congratulations, way to go, you know, and I was like, what is happening? And I went and looked at all the nice things that people said. That's the type of story we all need.
Yep, absolutely. And I like the Big Hope letters. That was pretty cool.
Awesome.
All right. I have a study finds. You know that I love this website. And I don't know how to feel about this other than I think as much as it kills me to believe it, I think it's underreported. The study says that the average person tells 4 lies a day.
Mm. Okay.
I want to ask you, what's the over under on that for you?
Now, like me personally or how I feel of the number that people do?
Well, I think you have to define what a lie is.
I think that if you're counting anything like, no, I'm too busy as a lie, you know, like something like that.
Or, hey, you look really nice today.
Oh man. I would say it's probably over, but rising to the level of, you know, something malicious or something lower.
But now is a lie not in and of itself malicious by its very definition?
No, it's not.
Okay. I want you to. Tell this to the 9-year-olds that are in the audience right now. The Nick says, lying's okay.
That's by its definition, it's not. I mean, sometimes if you want to give someone hope, you know, like let's go extreme just to prove somebody on their, you know, you're going to be okay or whatever. And possibly that's what they need to hear. Not like, nope, dude, you're gone in like 8 minutes. No, I mean, there's times where it's applicable. And it's for the good of the people or for the person or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't get in a habit of it. Don't misrepresent. I mean, there's lies can certainly get you in trouble.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that it is counting outward lies or inward lies?
Just outward. And okay. I bet for some people, there's no inward lies. They see things in the truth and they're aware that they're doing it. Other people lie to themselves all the time, but I think it's outward lies, and I think it counts little things like, you know, hey, I like your eyeliner, and they don't like their eyeliner. I bet that counts.
Okay. Telling or containing lies, deliberately untruthful, deceitful, false, a lying report. That would be just sort of the Webster's, you know, or dictionary.com definition.
Yeah.
I would say the average person lies to themselves 16, 17, 20 times a day.
Yeah. I would say the average person certainly does that. It's coping for a lot of people.
And it's also lying for a lot of people. It is interesting, the coping thing. Most of us aren't in the ER dying in 8 minutes. So, you know, I get your, you know, hey, you're going to be okay.
There are instances where.
But let's hope we don't run into those 4 times a day. I'm talking about lack of self-awareness or lying to yourself about a situation or, oh, that's their fault when clearly it's not. You know, those kind of things.
Oh, that light was green.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Not for a while now.
So is this a good thing or a bad thing? This survey, they say look for avoiding eye contact, nervously talking, but even the most experienced poker face has a revealing tell. That's according to a poll of 2,000 U.S. adults, which reveals an overwhelming majority consider themselves a cut above the rest when it comes to being able to spot a liar. Interestingly, just a quarter think they have excellent poker faces themselves, 37% thinking overall they're good at pulling the wool over the eyes of others. Less than 1 in 20, only 3% feel they have a terrible poker face. So then, that in of itself is a big lie.
Right. Yeah, I thought you were just reading off lies there, because a lot of people are not certain who they are.
Yeah. And the thing is, the four times a day struck me as very low. If you think about every time you go, yeah, good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
It's probably low. But people were probably lying in the survey.
Of course. That's why you can't trust the numbers.
Right. Yeah, I don't think lies are inherently bad, you know, just by definition. I think they certainly they need to be used properly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't encourage we're talking about almost two different things, a good lie and a bad lie.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, I think there are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Legally, there are lies of commission, lies of omission, and lies of influence. So
that's the one right there, the lies of omission. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Those are the ones that I bet account for all four. People leave out some real nice details.
Yeah, and there's also deceitful, duplicitous, delusional, and demoralized. So, you know, the more you look into this, we have seen, even in ourselves, we don't want to call ourselves liars.
Right.
So we have even put together categories to make us feel better, which in and of itself is a lie.
Yeah. Yep.
If the definition is not telling the truth.
Yeah, if it's just simply clinically not telling the truth, I would say.
But most words have a definition like that, mm-hmm. that are clinically defined. I mean, the word means what the word means.
Yeah, I have no beef with saying that most people lie every single day multiple times. I would assume that to be the case.
All right, so here are the seven major reasons why people lie.
Okay.
To preserve their self-image.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
There are personality disorders such as compulsive pathological lying. I mean, I have known people in my life that tell lies for no reason other than to just tell a lie.
Yeah. I've known at least two people like that.
Right?
For no reason.
I mean, there's no gain. There's no, trying to take care of somebody else's feelings. It's just compulsive liars.
Just first thing that came to mind went out.
To protect a relationship or someone else's feelings. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that mean? So, am I protecting my relationship by lying about cheating?
Yeah, that's one end of it, I'm sure.
To protect someone else, to impress people and boost one's reputation, to mitigate or evade conflict, or for instant gratification. Those are the seven categories. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure you could probably go down and do subcategories of those.
Mm-hmm. I recognize all those. Everybody recognizes all those.
Do you even think about it, though, on a day-to-day basis?
About lying?
Yes. Like,
no.
Lying to yourself? Lying to others? I mean, do you take stock of it?
Every now and again, I find that since I'm on the couch, there's some times where I maybe have a better idea of something, and I'm like, nah, I don't know, man. You're not quite there, you know? Just a reality check on yourself, you know?
Okay.
Just make sure you know where you're at.
Yeah.
Occasionally, once a year, I feel like I might have caught myself up in something and kind of need to reevaluate.
All right. I still think
four. Do you ever do?
Huh?
Do you ever?
Oh, I don't know that I ever sit down and go, was that a lie? I mean, I don't think it's like that kind of conversation. I have conversations with myself all the time, meaning – you know, I've told you about that. Interviews, things, whatever, the community. Yeah. And I also am known for telling you the truth to a point where it makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times people lie to avoid honesty. Because honesty has way more impact than lying does.
Mm-hmm. I think, yes. Yeah, I would agree with that. You hear something, if I hear something, I'm making this up, something bad about you, it doesn't, I omit telling you that. What good's going to come of that? Why would I go and tell you, hey, guess what so-and-so's like, you know, like that, that's, I guess, to some degree a lie. If I were to hear, you know, like,
a lie would be if I asked you and you said no. I think that's a lie. I think you're stretching a little bit there. No, I mean, people will tell you all the time, you know, just tell me the truth. Just give it to me honestly. And it is the last thing people.
It hurts. It can hurt.
Okay, well, then don't say that because you're kind of lying in saying it.
Yeah, give it to me softly. Tell me the nice things.
Yeah. Give me the way I see this.
Do you want the good news or the bad news? Only the good news. You can save the bad news, please. Yeah, it's tough. But I don't think it's just bad people, you know, saying.
We've established it's everyone. Yeah. So not everyone's a bad person. So, no, it can't just be bad people. Mm-hmm. But I do think that we also don't take stock of, I think we do a lot of it as people just because it's about our own self-image or about, you know, it's not done always in a protective way. Yeah. I think what you were describing earlier is not being truthful in a protective way or an encouraging way so somebody doesn't feel worse about an already bad situation.
Yeah. But I only cited that as like, hey, there's a function
of a
lie.
And if you are in a relationship and your significant other has ever come home with a bad haircut, you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, what good comes of the truth?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Or when you're asked, how do I look? Or do you like this? Right? Mm-hmm. And if you ever, like, stumble into the honest answer there, I mean, and you have done nothing wrong other than give an honest answer, but you are now the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So lying is rewarded in those situations.
Yeah. And I think, do you think that people that are that you would consider honest or noble, or you know, would you be mad if you found out they lied 4 or 5 times a day?
As we've just defined it. And by the way, this is what people are copping to, which you could take that probably factor by 10. Because right. You're asking about their honesty and expecting honesty when we're admitting we lie 4 times a day. So the number 4 is what we arrived at and we're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
The number's way larger.
Oh, certainly.
I mean, how many times at work do you lie? Or let me ask you this. If you're not truthful, is that the same thing as lying?
Clinically, yes.
Anyone have a problem with this? Nope. But the answer is the opposite.
Meeting adjourned. Let's meet in the hallway to talk about the problems we have with this.
Exactly. So I think the number's way larger than 4. But if it makes you feel good as people to say, nah, 4's okay, I'm good with that.
That's an interesting study. I find it fascinating.
The instant gratification thing is what I'm kind of trying to struggle with. Give me an example of how lying gives you instant gratification.
Okay.
I understand evading conflict or mitigating a circumstance. I understand to protect someone else. I understand even to impress people.
Faking things so that people think the alligator arms at the check, going to pay a check, you know, to where you want people to feel like, hey, I was going to buy this whole meal for you, but you didn't have really any intention of doing it. You just wanted the instant feeling of your friends going, oh, look at that generous guy over there. Even though a real generous guy
got the check.
Yes. So that would be like an instant sort of, you faint something.
It's interesting that you would come up with that. Why did you think of that?
I don't know.
I mean,
gosh.
No, I'm just wondering.
Because I got these short arms. I got these T-Rex arms. No, I don't know. I was just trying to think of something where you wanted somebody to make you feel a certain way, but you didn't ever have to pony up.
I would think also of relationships or trying to impress someone or, you know, dating or something like that. And you tell all these lies about yourself to make yourself. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Man, we are complicated people.
We sure are.
When you really think about it. And the idea that you can even kind of sort of tell, like we're going to come to a number about what the average person does a day in lying and expect when you ask that question for people to be truthful.
Yeah. How would you sit back and think of like a day that you told many little lies? How would you even have a number?
Shouldn't we come up with a better word for the little lies?
Yeah.
Like it's a different category, or we don't use the word lie.
They call them white lies.
Yeah, but I think that's even got a murky sort of the whole thing behind it. I'm talking about like maybe just it's being is
polite.
What polite is exactly the word I arrived at. Mm-hmm. What is the technical difference between a lie and being polite?
That's interesting.
Because one seems to be encouraged in society, mm-hmm. the other seems to be frowned upon, which I really technically don't see a difference between the two sometimes. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. How many times a day do you lie? Be honest. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services has announced the launch of the program of all-inclusive care for the elderly. The new PACE program is designed to give another option for older adults who are eligible for both Medicaid and Medicare in choosing their care. It provides medical care and social services for adults 55 and older who qualify for nursing home care but are able to continue living at home at the time of their enrollment. The Community Foundation of Macon County has recognized the 2022 Do Something Great awardees. These are individuals and organizations who have made a significant positive impact on Macon County through giving up their time, talent, and/or treasure. The foundation hosted a luncheon for the winners. We'd like to make a positive impact on you with our website. Go there anytime to see more stories, podcasts, and videos. The address, nowdecatur.com.
I'm Evan Brown. Wyoming's lone Congresswoman Liz Cheney is out. She's been the lead House Republican critic of former President Donald Trump, and now she loses her primary.
Trump-backed Harriet Hageman won easily here. She's the Republican nominee in a state where nearly 70% of the voters in 2020 supported President Trump.
Fox's Rich Edson in Jackson, Wyoming. Trump-backed Alaska Senate candidate Kelly Chewbacca nearly ties with Trump-detracting Republican incumbent Lisa Murkowski. They'll face each other again in November in Alaska's new ranked choice voting. Former Governor Sarah Palin advances in the race for that state's at-large congressional seat. Syria's government once again insists it's not holding U.S. journalist Austin Tice hostage. He was abducted in 2012. President Biden Tuesday again demanded his release. America is listening to Fox News.
This summer, there's no need to sweat. Speed Lube offers air conditioning services, keeping you cool all summer long. And now is the best time to have your AC serviced. Speed Lube will have it running in tip-top shape before the blistering central Illinois summer heat has you hot under the collar. Plan ahead and keep it cool. Visit Speed Lube's 6 Decatur locations or their locations in Lincoln and Clinton for their fast and convenient 10-minute oil change or to take advantage of their air conditioning services.
Ready to dream big? You got it. At Staley Credit Union, improving your home, consolidating debt, taking a vacation. You've got big dreams, but you need cash. We offer lower interest home equity loans up to 95% of your home's appraised value. With better rates and membership benefits, your big dreams can become bigger realities. At Staley Credit Union, you got it. Learn more at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, we've got a chance of some sprinkles after 4 p.m. It's going to be sunny today with a high near 84. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 61. For Thursday, sunny and a high of 84 again. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 84 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:33. And this look at your weather, it's brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank with Staley Credit Union.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
They pay paradise and put up a fucking lie.
with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swing. We are back here on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Well, we're actually midweek.
Yeah, and I was reading Friday in that forecast.
Yeah, you were already mm-hmm. through the weekend. When does high school football start?
I don't think it's the first week. I think maybe next week already.
I'd probably differing times. So if you're just going back, I would hard to believe it'd be a football game already Friday night. Although I don't know, I'll go back and find an email from Robert somewhere. We have a lot to get to here today. I want to talk a little bit about Liz Cheney, and also another Trump-backed candidate that had the funniest damn thing I've read all year to say in a radio interview, which I'll get to. But before we move on from the lying, I bet we tell 50 lies a day. The more I think about this, and the more I think about the day-to-day transactions that you have, right, and the micro lies, I will call them, to avoid a further conversation, to get out of going to something you don't want to go to being polite, to go, yeah, that looks great. Good idea at a meeting when you're going, this will never work. I bet we tell a minimum of 50 a day.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the sheer volume of contact you have. But, yeah, I would say that they're far more frequent. And I think that if everybody's – when you're the lies that you're talking about, that kind,
the micro lies.
Yeah, if those were exposed, like if a little light went off, I don't know that anybody would really be that mad.
No, because
the time.
They're all doing it
the
too.
Same thing. It's you're steering a thing.
You
together.
Are hitting my micro lie with your micro lie.
Yeah, you're collectively kind of steering a
and
thing.
And in a room,
way.
If it were like little coins going up in the air, there ding, would be ding 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 ding. Ding. It'd sound like a casino.
Yeah, it's like an episode of Black Mirror. Really, have a little score. It goes up or it goes down.
Yeah.
There you go.
And maybe they are a necessary evil to make life more compatible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you just walked around honest all day about everything, you would literally be in like one of the Real World episodes screaming at each other at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, everybody has their own value system, their own belief system, their own itinerary, their own schedule, their own ranking of everything. And it is 100% not compatible with almost everybody you meet. And so you have to find ways to kind of compromise. And a lot of times you compromise on a lot of the stuff on the up and up. Sometimes you say you like a kind of soup that you maybe don't care
for. So basically what we've come to here today, and I want to be very clear about this, is that lying to other people is the glue that keeps society together.
Can be, for sure. And it's also the...
I'm not talking about flat out like...
It's also the opposite. Yeah. All right. The duality is definitely there.
I'm talking about just mm-hmm. if you take the broad definition, you know, from, you know, the Oxford languages of what a lie is, mm-hmm. and it doesn't by definition have to hit a certain degree to be considered a lie. Like, I mean, you don't have to harm other people or you don't have to have, you know, you're not in a Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you going, yeah, Barb, great hat, is the same thing. By definition. So four times a day, who's delusional here?
You're just lying about lying, which is par for the course.
And we're not even counting the lying to yourself part.
Yeah.
Because that most people are way worse even in that category.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. It's a very interesting study, I think.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe any of it.
It's all a lie.
It's just a starting point.
Yeah, we're at five
for
anyway,
a conversation.
Four in the study and then one about the study.
It's exactly right. All right. So yesterday, how much has changed in the world in 2 years? Liz Cheney won the Wyoming GOP primary in 2000, right? With 73% of the vote.
In 2000?
2 years ago.
Oh, 2020.
What did I say? 2000, I apologize. Yep. 2020.
She wasn't a freshman then, right?
No, but 2 years ago, she won the same primary that was held yesterday. 2 years ago, she won 73% of the vote.
That's on the high end of a percent anybody would get, right?
Yes. I mean, you don't get any. I mean, you probably could statistically find one or here. That's a slam dunk, phi slam a jamma, you know, that kind of thing. 2 years ago, same district. Same population. Wyoming's not full of people. They may have some people move in, but it's not one of those states where, I mean, Wyoming is Wyoming. Not a great big population. So in 2 years, she went from a 73% win in the primary to a loss in the primary simply because of the impeachment vote and January 6th and what happened after. Now, are you telling me that Liz Cheney changed that much? Or the Republican Party changed that much?
I saw that she lost. I didn't read any further. Was she beat pretty handily?
I don't even know if all the numbers are in. I mean, I think she conceded. Hang on 1 second. I saw just looking on Twitter last night. I was watching something else that she had lost.
It was enough to concede. So I mean,
yeah. You know what? It's weird. 30-point margin.
Wow. So it's like an 8.
So winning by 73% 2 years ago, losing by 30%, that's 100% swing.
That is crazy.
Right? In 2 years. Flipped. She's still Dick Cheney's daughter. She's still, I mean, all of her political opinions are still the same, about life.
Probably similar voting record. Her politics.
So what you have then is completely the Kool-Aid drinking, what Trump says goes, period, crowd. And there someday, some of these people will wake up and realize that they've been taken for a ride, you know, and sold all the merchandise and raised all the money and all of the stuff that goes with that. And these are the same people that in private he is just sort of treated with disdain. You know, I mean, these are hicks to him. Wyoming. You know, you might own land there. And I just tell you, I was having this conversation about Governor Pritzker with someone yesterday, and I'm going to keep their identity private because I don't want them to get grief. I'm not lying to you. I'm just being protective of them because they're good people. And from a business point of view, now it doesn't mean all of the policies are, you know, we do a lot of things in Illinois that I disagree with that get pushed through the General Assembly. But, you know, if you disagree with that, then you bring other ideas that people find palatable and then they vote for you, which the Republican Party here has done just the exact opposite. They've just gone into like a hole where they're a super minority that just screams and yells about divorcing Chicago and they don't have anything to sell you. But it was mainly about this new act that's in the new energy and the new electric cars and the new infrastructure and the things we talked about yesterday with ADM. You know, that Illinois is poised to really take advantage of some things that most people aren't to yet. I mean, as far as when you say manufacturing, you think, I got my tote pail, my lunch, and I'm going to go make a part, right?
Right.
You don't think about, I'm going to go make a plastic bottle that dissolves in 160 days from corn.
120 days.
20 days, whatever it was.
Goodness.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy, too, by the way.
Right. So that they find him to be very practical from the business world point of view. They don't necessarily agree with all the things that happen in Illinois, but when they look out across the aisle what the alternative is, it's like they can't even imagine it. These are business owners. And yet in this world we live in today that voted for Liz Cheney by 73 percentage points 2 years ago and defeated her by 30 percentage points today, it's almost like all of that has just been thrown out the window. Any logic, any sort of like, how do you poise, how do you make, how do you get better, how do you increase, it's all been thrown out. Because it's us versus them, it's evil versus good, you look at some of the stuff people are buying into. We now will, a guy can get shot outside an FBI office and we're already false flagging it. That didn't happen 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So am I surprised about Liz Cheney? No, not at all. Am I surprised by the margin of loss? No, not at all. But there has been this mesmerizing and hypnosis and Kool-Aid drinking, whatever you want to call it, by a whole lot of people. And it's the only reason you can explain Darren Bailey being the candidate here in Illinois. And there's also this delusion, which by lying to yourself, that everybody feels that way and that's going to lead him to victory. And I'm just telling you, it's not. Now on to the very funny story. So Trump backs, these candidates all over the place. And often, I don't think he even knows anything about them. It's like, just if they say good things about him, and he's interrupted races, well, Congressman Davis. Mary Miller hasn't done anything. Mary Miller won't ever do anything. Not as an elected official, except say no. No to supporting the troops. No to the people in Ukraine. No to Finland. No to everything, right?
Yeah.
And she'll tell you what you want to hear, and she'll wave a flag, and you'll go, yeah, rah, rah. She posed with a gun. And that's it. And when you ask yourself about delusional, what has she done for us? The answer will be nothing 2 years from now. But if you suck up to him and say the right things, then you don't get money, but you'll get his thumbs up. So there's a guy by the name of Bo Hines. And he's a former football player who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump back in March and defeated his next closest competitor by 10 points in the North Carolina 13th Republican primary race. Okay? So he's going to be on the ballot in the fall. And Trump wrote in his endorsement message, Bo Hines is an unwavering America First patriot, and he has my complete and total endorsement, exclamation point. So he's on something called the John Fredericks radio show, which I don't know anything about, but I listened to the audio. And he was asked, if he would go through with his threat to defund the FBI, because now it is all of a sudden a thing in the Republican Party to defund law enforcement. So the host of the radio show says, you get to Congress. Is it going to be real? Are you actually going to be willing to defund the IRS, FBI, and things of that nature? Bo Hines answer. And I'm going to read this to you verbatim. This whole Darren Bailey, apologize and then say I was taken out of context, and then apologize and then say I was taken out of context. Here's the full answer. I mean, we have to. I mean, we're at a point in our country now where we have unregulated fourth branch of government that's targeting middle-class Americans on a daily basis. I mean, it's unbelievable what we're seeing. A lot of people have likened the situation that's going on right now as, they say we're in a banana republic. I think that's an insult to banana republics across the country. I mean, at least the manager of a banana republic, unlike our president, knows where he is and why he's there and what he's doing.
That's good. And he's not that's not his personality. He's not a jokester. That's what he thought it meant. Oh, man.
So there you go.
It's pretty funny.
I would look at that, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I would go, you're too dumb for me to vote for. Right? But a good portion of this country, it doesn't even matter who they are. It doesn't matter the answer. It doesn't matter that they're too dumb to serve in Congress. All that matters is if whether there's a thumbs up or a thumbs down, like we're in some gladiator scene in the Roman Colosseum. Just live or die. Live or die. Bo Hines. Rocket scientist and
mall connoisseur
and endorsed by former President Donald Trump. He'll probably skate to victory.
There's a marketing opportunity in there for a mall company to.
I don't think so. I don't think so. By the way, the term Banana Republic goes back to 1901. It's been around for a while. And I'm pretty sure the store was being ironic when they chose that. To begin with. There you have it. Did I tell you we had the Do Something Great Awards yesterday?
Yeah. Yesterday, you and Dale at different times called it the Do Something Good Awards.
I don't know.
And I wrote it down, then I scribbled it out, and then I went and looked it up. I'm like, these guys are downgrading how great these awards are.
Are you sure I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a big, it's fine. It's not a big deal, but I had to go double check. I thought it was something great. You guys didn't go do something all right awards or something.
Yeah, it's not like I said do I something. Eh. Right.
I know.
I don't know why that's in my head. I don't know if just the alliteration.
Yeah, it's the alliteration.
Yeah. Do something great.
Yeah.
By the way, former Senator Duane Nolan did the MC duties yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Had a chance to visit with him before the luncheon started. He looks great. He's on the Community Foundation board, and he did a really nice job.
Very likable guy. He's fun.
Oh, he's, man, you talk about miss the days of real leadership, of people who went to Springfield to actually do something for their constituents.
Mm-hmm.
I he would be Liz Cheney today and would be treated thusly. You can, people sit here and go, oh, the days, the days. He if he existed in the world of Darren Bailey and Mary Miller and Chris Miller and Dan Calkins and Brad Halbrook and Blaine Willhauer, he would be Liz Cheney.
Man.
I mean, you really, and Republican friends of mine, you need to really get that in your head because he would be. Because he always looked at those kind of people as being flakes. And now they are running the party. That's sometimes you need that reality check. You talk about the four lies a day. If the first one you're starting out with is that the Republican Party makes any sense today at all, based on our candidates and our office holders here in Central Illinois, then you are delusional.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective.
No, I'm just telling you, Frank Watson would be. Everybody, Jim Edgar would be. Everybody that had success and was considered good at their job and well-liked and well-represented and could work across the aisle, could do things, you know, that, you know, every single one of them today would be Liz Cheney Republicans. Because they don't have enough hate in their heart. And probably too much IQ. I'm just saying, it was good to see Duane. We're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, we've got Clay coming in from the Park District a little later. We have Tanya from Crossing. We'll be visiting with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And I have tickets to give away for that Bob Seger tribute band at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. What do we know? Is that Friday or Saturday? I keep forgetting.
I've only got a 50-50 shot of getting that right. I don't remember.
Could be Sunday. We're all wrong. I'll look that up during the break. Here's Nick with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today, we've got a slight chance of sprinkles after 4 p.m. It's going to be sunny today with a high of 84. Tonight's mostly clear with a low of 61. For Thursday, sunny again, high near 84 again. And then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 84 as well. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:51.
In 1965, my father founded Brinkotter Realtors with a singular goal, to support his community's real estate needs with integrity, purpose, and a forward-facing approach to business. Over 55 years later, Brinkotter Realtors still embodies that spirit. Connection, commitment, community. When you're planning to make a move, go with the name you know. Get the service you deserve. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
As you see out your life's goals and ambitions, know that Gailey Eye Clinic is here for you. From pediatric eye care to cataract surgery, we are committed to providing our patients with the most advanced treatments to improve their vision at every step of their journey. Have questions about your eyesight? Lean on our team of doctors with decades of experience to ensure your vision is at its best. Learn more at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Did you know one of the many ways the Community Foundation of Macon County supports our community is through grants? Hi, this is Rachel Moran, Director of Communications for the Community Foundation of Macon County, and I'm here to share that we are accepting applications for our Impact 100 grant from September 1st to October 1st. Each year, the Impact 100 grant supports nonprofit programs that build capacity and support individual and community well-being. This year's funding focus supports mental health, social enrichment, and engagement programming. Nonprofit organizations are encouraged to apply. The Community Foundation of Macon County and its donors are committed to strengthening our community and creating a better quality of life for all. It is through the generosity of our donors that programs like the Impact 100 grant sustain Macon County for generations to come. For more information on the Impact 100 grant, please visit our website at MaconCountyGives.org or call 217-429-3000.
Summer savings are sizzling during the Deer Days of Summer on now at Sloan's. The John Deere One Family Series Compact Utility Tractor is just the workhorse you need around your place. Now get 0% financing for 84 months, plus you'll always get the signature John Deere dependability that Sloan's is known for. 0% for 84 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/28/22. Test drive and buy today.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, I was reading an unbelievable story about Willie Nelson. He's playing the state fair this week, right?
Yep.
Is that today?
I'm not certain.
Let me see here. Hang on one second.
If so, he's probably just... Maybe 40,
or maybe it was it last night.
Oh,
yeah, I think it was the 16th. It was Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
So he is literally a guy who has been around for so long, and the story was called Willie Nelson's Long Encore, and they just wrote about his near death experiences in this incredible long career, starting in 1969. Mm-hmm. When in Ridgetop, Tennessee, his home caught fire, and he almost died because he went back in to save his two prized possessions while the house was in flames, which was his guitar and a pound of Colombian grass.
Mm-hmm. I was going to guess guitar and bong.
He has emphysema, and he literally started smoking cedar bark and grapevines, you know, as a kid before going to cigarettes and then marijuana. 81, he was taken to hospital in Hawaii after his left lung collapsed while he was swimming. He went through stem cell procedures in 2015 to try to repair his lungs. But he says smoking saved his life because, you know, he quit drinking, started smoking weed, and because he'd be dead in some bar somewhere with a fight or whatever. I mean, these guys were original outlaws, and they've sort of really lived that life.
Oh, yeah.
It's just rare that they make it to their late 80s.
Wonder if he's still golfing. He loved golf.
I don't know. I think his health is such that I don't know. But here's the last time they live in Texas, and they were outside on a night right before COVID, and they were watching the sunset, him and his wife Annie, and they started seeing these lights zipping across the sky, and it looked like in the distance, and then it was a little closer, and then it went like right over their heads. They were tracer bullets.
What? Oh, wow.
Like they scrambled into the house, got down on the floor, and evidently their neighbors were having a gun party and left a bunch of kids with semi-automatic rifles. And he asked the police, are those even legal? And then he made the point, of course, in Texas, you know, nuclear weapons are legal. And then I told the police, just pass this along. Dude, you don't want to be the one that kills Willie Nelson, especially in Texas.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
And I'm sure it was a great show last night. I don't think he does. I mean, I don't. From what I understand, it's like the family or whatever. It's not like, I mean, it's not just the way it would have been an old show with him being the main focus.
Yeah, I've seen a little footage of that. Yep.
Can you imagine how much time he has spent on a tour bus in his life?
Probably more than I've lived.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, seriously. I don't even think that's even an exaggeration.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I remember, you know, when he was instrumental in the first Farm Aid, you know, and I've never been a huge fan of his music. I mean, like, I just, it's not my thing.
I like him as a celebrity. I dig him.
Yeah.
I think he's a neat guy.
He appeared in a couple of things that I really love in life. And Michael Mann evidently had a soft spot for him, too, because he plays, and he's only in one scene, as sort of James Caan's mentor in Thief, when he is still in prison, right? And he had that sort of that acting style that seemed kind of natural. And then he showed up as a former Texas Ranger in an episode of Miami Vice that's really underrated.
I've got to go find that.
Huh?
I got to find that.
Yeah. And he looked 100 years old then, and that was like 1985.
Yep.
Well, I hope that everyone enjoyed the show last night, and what a life. I mean, I doubt there are few people who have lived that long and done that much that have that kind of adventurous life to reflect back on.
Probably right.
If you could remember anything. All right, we got to take a break for top of the hour stories and news. Clay will join us from the Park District after. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. LG Chem and ADM have launched two joint ventures for U.S. production of lactic acid and polylactic acid in a new facility planned for Decatur. The first joint venture, Greenwise Lactic, would produce up to 150,000 tons of high-quality corn-based lactic acid per year. The second venture, LG Chem Illinois Biochem, would be majority owned by LG Chem. Macon County Clerk Josh Tanner has announced all registered voters in the county will receive an application for vote by mail. Voters who wish to vote by mail can use the application to request their ballot for this election only or all future elections. Voters still have the option to early vote in the county clerk's office or vote the traditional way at their polling place on election day. For more on those and other stories, as well as podcasts.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.